How's it going, Shot?
It's going all right. You know, we're recording this on Valentine's Day.
Amen. So happy Valentine's Day, Shot.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Amen.
All right. I think that's everyone. I think that's everybody I'm going to talk to today. I think I said something to my roommate this morning. I texted my sister. I knew I would be talking to you. So, and I think I'm done. That's everyone. Yeah. So whoever I'm speaking to that day gets it. Otherwise, just feel the love on another day. You know,
I started a debate at the local Stop and Shop about Valentine's Day. Cause, as you know, I Valentine's Day at my house is M&M's Day, right? We Gabby M&M's every year for Valentine's Day. I find a different way to do it. Mm-hmm. So this year I was gonna give her one M&M for every year we've been married, right? So I'm haven't figured out the configuration yet.
Okay,
but that's what I'm doing.
All right.
So I go shopping for the house at the local Stop and Shop yesterday, and I realized, oh yeah, I haven't gotten the M&M's. So I went back in. And I literally go to the checkout area, grab a whole box of M&Ms, and just start scanning until I hit 15. And the dude has, you know, he asked me questions because it kept messing up the self-checkout because M&Ms are just light enough to not register.
Okay,
so I kept
needing
his help, you know. So right. He's like, why you need all these M&Ms? He's like, it's for Valentine's Day. And then we had another issue. So his supervisor comes over and she's like, what's going on? He's like, he's buying M&Ms for Valentine's Day. And he's like, and she's like, for Valentine's Day, that's mad cheap. And then, and I'm like, well, like, it's a thing we do instead of doing Valentine's Day. We do this. We've been doing it for 20 years. And then the dude's like, oh, that's kind of sweet. And she's like, nah, that sounds cheap. And like, they were fighting with each other about my tradition.
Wow.
The whole rest of the checkout. They're like, how long you been getting away with this Valentine's M&M nonsense? I'm like, 20 years strong. This is great.
Valentine's Day is so, nothing brings out the arguments, I think, like Valentine's Day in a way that it's just like, there's no room for a day that's dedicated to love. There's no room for acceptance.
Yeah.
It's only love. There's no acceptance. So you have to show you love someone in the very precise way that some stranger thinks you're supposed to do it, and there's no acceptance if you do it a different way. And it's wild to me.
The pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I've only been in an instance where I've been dating someone on a Valentine's Day once, and it was disastrous. Seems like such a big word. But I was young, and this guy was two, he was a little bit older than me, but you know, we're two kids. I'm like 19, he's like 24 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I tell you about this situation?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We don't get a lot of like 19-year-old shy love stories.
Yeah, no. Well, there's only the one, and this is this is it, and you'll see why there's not much to share. So we were dating, and I was not working at the time. I had just dropped out of college and looking for work, and I hadn't really found anything yet. So Valentine's Day rolls around, and I cannot for the life of me remember what this dude got me, but I think it was probably like CDs. And I say CDs because he worked at a record store. So that's probably, that would have been the safest bet for me, was to get me some sort of CDs I wasn't able to just walk into some place and get anyway. I'm sure it was something like that. I, you know, again, didn't make much money. So I try to identify a need. What's the thing that you need? And he needed a hamper. So I went out and got him a hamper, kind of a nice hamper for his room because, you know, he's throwing his clothes in the corner. Here's a hamper. He got so upset that I did not spend enough money on his present. And maybe he got me something more than CDs. I don't know. But whatever reason, because I'm like, why would you be mad? It's not like you spend a lot of money on these CDs. You work in the store. But I truly, it wasn't something that was like, you know, it, he certainly didn't give me something that I've cherished for year to year, clearly.
What albums were they?
How about that? I'm not even sure that they were. I'm not even sure that's exactly what I got. So.
Yeah, nah, that, you would remember if they were like good albums.
Yeah, if it was something important. Like, I remember he gave me my first CD player.
Okay.
Like strong. Around Christmas, and gave me a box set of Depeche Mode singles that had come out. So, see, I remember when it's important, I remember.
Yeah.
Right? When it's. So that's why I'm like, I have no idea what this dude got me, because it wasn't, you know, not that important. Or it didn't stick out as something like, holy crap, you really, yeah. You know what I mean? But also, I'm working within my means. So I got him this hamper. And I, sure, that's probably a cheap gift and not very romantic, but my man needed a hamper. And I was over there all the time. So I got him a hamper. He was furious. And he was like, you didn't spend nearly enough for this Valentine's Day gift. And he took me to the Gap and he forced me to buy a chambray shirt for him, like a light denim button-up shirt for him. He forced me to buy it because he was like, what you bought was not enough.
Yo.
So it's fuck Valentine's from that point on. I was 19. I ain't been with anyone on a Valentine's, and I'm like, nah, I'll, you know, if I love you, I'll get you something on another day. It does not have to be.
Oh my God.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Yo, like, that might be the most toxic masculinity story I've ever heard in my life. Yo, that's wild.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yo.
I haven't, with the knowledge that we have now about toxic masculinity, and with the you know, looking back on our lives and really assessing what situations were, what was actually going on in your life, like,
yeah,
now that we have the vocabulary and the understand, blah blah blah, I don't feel like doing it. Who wants to unpack that? I don't feel like unpacking that.
It's back there for
that's
a reason.
Back there. Hey, you know, that's back there. That's the one that I feel like recalling. I don't feel like recalling anything else. Let's just.
You know, as well, that dude, I promise you, because I know guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that guy has told that stories to his friends bragging.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Real talk. He's like, oh, and she bought me this. I made her go buy me another shirt. And now realizing he's telling all his homies how trash he is.
Yeah. But I'm sure his homies at the time were probably, well, I don't know, because I'm still friends with some of his homies. But,
yeah, like it's
but they also, I mean, they ever, all of them had moments of that because they were young men, and that's what they were. They were.
That's how you grow up. Yeah.
Yeah, not good folk.
Yeah.
You know who was really so. I'm just like, nah, I'm not. Yeah, happy Valentine's. That's about it. I don't even want the chocolate. I don't really get down with chocolate like that. No one's making Valentine's cinnamon rolls. So, you know, what are we doing?
That's real. You know,
that said, I am a true romantic. I swear I am.
You also, one of the few arguments Gabby and I had when we first moved into our own place was actually around your gift. I could not understand what was the difference between a hamper and a trash.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm shopping, she told me to go buy a hamper. We needed a hamper. Uh-huh. I bought a trash bin, according to Gabby. She's like, yeah, so this is a trash bin. I was like, it's a hamper if you want it to be. You know, it does everything the hamper does.
Oh, no.
And like, on top of that, I could step on the little thing on the bottom and the lid pop up. None of the hampers do that. So I thought it was a plus. Uh-huh. She's like, nah, this is a trash can. This is not a hamper. And I was like, what criteria does the hamper have that the trash can doesn't meet? Mm-hmm. You show me that and then I'll return it. Okay. And she couldn't think of one. And we had a trash can that was angrily made into a hamper that she brought up all the time. Like, it was the only, like, there's no reason for me to hear the hamper banging, but I heard it bang every time we had to do the laundry. Right. Like, she was mad at it because it was like an argument that I won.
Uh-huh.
But I knew, I feel like I was right still. I don't know.
You were not. You absolutely were not.
What makes
a hamper is going to have some way to have air move through it, because if you just put dirty clothes in there and there's no way of air to get in other than you hitting the fucking foot pedal for the top to open,
it'll mildew.
Things can get mildewed because not everybody is throwing dry towels or dry washcloths or whatever in a hamper. Sometimes they're like, this is still a little damp, but it's done. Let me toss it in the hamper. You need air to kind of. And so if you look at most laundry baskets or hampers, they have some sort of holes for air circulation so that stuff doesn't just and get like mildewy.
Right. So that was the only argument she had. I argue against that because I feel like.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't want to smell that.
You're with your musty ass. Fine. Go on.
I don't want to smell the dirty laundry. The trash has nastiest shit that we put in it. We don't want to air that out. We clean the trash every couple weeks. So why can't we clean the hamper every couple weeks instead of, for the sake of the mildew, we all got to smell nasty laundry every time I open this door? I'd rather have it contained.
You don't, if you have a hamper with the holes, you don't smell it. It has less of a chance of mildewing because air is coming through to dry out whatever wet stuff you put in there. But there's no air to get in there to dry it out, it's just wet and being pressed by the weight of more clothing, then you get the mildewy smell because it never fully dried out. Because you're putting more stuff on top. So that's why you need the air to get in and circulate. I mean, y'all are up to 15 bags of M&Ms now. Y'all good. I mean, y'all are good.
Yeah, like we got the whole containing hamper now.
Right.
But
yes.
Like that first place, I was like, nah, I'm keeping this trash can. I bought it, it's great. I can step on it, it opens up, you know, it's durable. I could throw this shit everywhere. She banged it every day. And that shit still lasted. It was good. Matter of fact, I didn't even throw it out. I gave it away.
To someone who used it. Real talk.
I was like, yo, I don't know. It was a single dude, so I don't know what he's doing with it. It might be multitasking. Boy,
he probably cooks his food over it. He probably puts a fire at the bottom and then he cooks his horrible raw meat over the top of it. I'm sure.
Straight up.
He just cooks beans and Franken beans.
I told him it was a hamper. You know, I was like, yeah, this is a modern hamper. Some futuristic one is metal. You know?
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
I stand by. You gave that guy a great gift, okay? You know?
Oh, look, I'll concede it's not.
Trash.
I will say it's not a great gift, right? But here's what you're doing. You're dating an unemployed girl who's doing her best. You know what I mean?
She thought of you. It was specific to you.
Yeah. You know? She doesn't really know how to cook, but you don't also really know how to eat. So, you know, like, what do we eat?
And low-key of all the things, that's probably the thing that's still around, all those gifts.
Yeah, he probably had that hamper for a minute because he didn't return the hamper.
Yeah,
he still
wanted more.
He used the hamper. He just didn't think I spent enough money on him. Which, I mean, it's just like, I don't know what to do with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I spent the amount of money that I had on you. I'm sorry it's not to your standards, but fucking hire me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. But yeah, I was just, it was just horrible. It was just horrible. So disastrous, again, feels like overblown, an overblown term to use. But I know in my 19-year-old pea brain, it was one of the lower moments I had felt in my life at that time. So I was just like, well, this is
Yeah. Screw that dude, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he's a nice guy now. I don't know. But like, I don't know.
You know, I'm sure he is. There have been other issues. But he's still like, if I see him again, we could probably talk for a couple of hours before I'm like, all right, we're done. And that's good.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I feel like I would ask him for my shirt money back if I was you.
Man, I don't even know why that shirt wasn't even his style. That shirt wasn't even his style.
You can't pull this off.
That's what I was just like, where are you going to wear this fucking shirt? You literally wear band t-shirts and shorts all year round. Where are you going to wear this shirt?
Me not buying this for you is the present, okay?
Right, yeah. I'm trying. I don't want you to look like a fool out there.
You know, I looked at it. I said, no, you deserve to never wear this.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
I don't want this in the hamper I'm getting you. You know?
Also, no clue that he would have wanted that shirt. Do you know what I mean? He never said, if there's a thing you had an eye on.
Yeah, because
I feel
hands.
Like we walked in and he walked right to the shirt and he said this. And I'm like, well, bro, why didn't you just say that that's what you wanted? You gave me nothing.
You know?
I'm looking around. If you don't, that's the other thing is I'm not good with gifts. I need you to tell me what you want. And if there are a few things, give me options and I'll figure something out. But if you want something from the goodness of my heart, sorry, I'm too selfish to think about what you want. Tell me. Tell me what you want.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I want a Chalet with gift giving guide this year. That'd be great.
It's just going to be a notepad. It's going to be a notepad and a pen.
That'd be fire if like you wrote a gift giving guide and it's a notepad with a list of like notepads.
Some people probably already have that. But yeah, that's what my gift giving guide would be, is just a notepad and you write it down.
You write down
what you want. That's what it is. And give that to the person that you think has enough money to pay for it.
Amen. Let's get into the news. Oh, man. Kick it off. The Super Bowl breaks ratings records. That's right. Thanks to an exciting game that went into overtime, Usher and the power of Taylor Swift.
Not the power of fucking Taylor Swift. That is the wildest thing. Look, I am in no way a Taylor Swift person. For the most part, although your girl is kind of killing me now, like I want her to take a nap. I want her to just go somewhere and chill.
Yeah.
She's been on our necks for a long time and it hasn't yielded great stuff. It's just more of the same to me. And the idea that she has another album out, I'm just like, take a nap, bitch. Everybody needs to take a break so that we can miss you. You're not letting us miss you. And now that's why people are annoyed with you, because you won't shut the fuck up.
Word.
That's my feeling on Taylor Swift right now. But other than that, I really don't think about her unless she's all in my face, which is what she's been doing for the past like 4 years.
Too much.
Yeah. But I think if I were the stereotypical Taylor Swift fan, I would be offended that you think that just the idea of her in a skybox somewhere is enough to make me watch what is one of the biggest events in this country for decades.
Yeah.
But it takes this bitch to be up there for me to be like, I think I'll watch it now. No, I knew it was around. I knew. You know what I mean? Like other people have performed at half times that made me go, all right. Or someone had a party and I'm like, well, they have wings and you go because they have wings. Like, it's not foreign to me. So the idea that it's like, and Taylor Swift drove by and people went, ah, I gotta watch, is ridiculous. I would be offended if I were one of y'all people who were fans of her.
You heard it, Swifties. Okay? They calling y'all simple.
They are. Don't let them. I mean, you are. But don't let them do that to you.
You don't need to take that.
Yeah, you shouldn't take that just sitting down. Say something.
Oh man, the Chiefs won 25-22 over the 49ers and averaged 123.7 million viewers across all CBS platforms, according to Nielsen, making it the most watched Super Bowl of all time. It's also now the most watched program in TV history. Also, CBS broadcasted 120.3 million viewers, the largest audience in history for one network. The other 3.5 came from those who watched it on other platforms like CBS's television network, Paramount Plus, Nickelodeon, Univision, CBS Sports, so on and so forth. They also got some comparisons to other events. There's like Super Bowl 20 from last year had 115 million. Most of the others before that seemed to crack around 114 or 111.
Okay. Do we think that maybe this is because there are multiple ways to watch it, not just sitting in front of the TV?
Yeah, I think that's a big part. I mean, this was the perfect storm, right? You could watch it on other apps, A. You have.
Yeah, I watch it on Paramount Plus, and I only watch for Ursher. Only for Ursher. I watched Ursher, and then I sat there for a second, like, I feel like there's something else I'm waiting on. And then the Beyonce commercial came on, and I went, oh, yeah, I guess I'm done now. And then I went to bed. And no. I almost didn't see Ursher. I was in bed, like, for the night.
That's
real. And my sister called and was just like, you ain't going to watch Ursher? I was like, girl, I don't know if I can make it.
ATL's finest right there, yo.
I know. So I talked to her for a while, and then I was awake enough to watch it.
Every time, Usher's a problem for me, Sha, because every time he comes on for like a solid 2 weeks, I think I could dance.
Look, like, let me tell you something. The way men, especially men of color, especially black men, love Usher.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Yo.
I didn't even realize it until I met a lot more comedians when I moved to New York and met comedians from all over, and which meant meeting a whole bunch of dudes. Is what meeting comedians from all over just means meeting a whole bunch of dudes. And someone having some sort of karaoke night at like the Creek in the Cave or something like that. And almost every black guy and a lot of white dudes went up and did an Usher song. Different Usher songs. Knew every word. Didn't have to look at the screen at all. Sang with their eyes closed. And I went, what is happening?
Oh, yeah, yo.
Why? And turns out we all love that dude. It's very funny to me.
Yo, he's the homie, dude. The only dude that like make me not change the lyrics when I say the dude's name.
Okay.
Like every time I sing every other song, I find a way to pivot it to Gas Store. But not Usher, I spell out his whole name. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's me. USH. He's dope, man. He's chilling. He's the only dude I'm okay with being shorter if I gotta be him. You know, like, yeah, I'll be 5'4".
Yeah,
four.
No,
cool.
That's true. That's true. He is just an average height, is what's wild.
Completely
right?
He's fine, like, with it.
Yeah, he's like 5'8", maybe 5'9".
Yeah. I feel like he's shrinking, and he's like, he was 5'8" at like the peak of his powers.
You mean when he was like 16 or something?
Yeah.
Also, like when he took his shirt off during the performance, I just went, there it is. Because I'm like, well, how did he go this long without taking his shirt off?
You got to build up. He's storytelling, Sha.
I guess so. But I was like,
suspense.
I said to my roommate, I'm like, I have been looking at this man take his shirt off since the late 90s. And I'm like,
But only take it off once during the show. That's the innovation I want to see from Usher. Okay? You take this to the next level, Usher. I want you to figure out a way to keep taking your shirt off.
I think he did when he did his residency in Vegas. He only had 13 minutes. You understand? So
it's
he
like
could only
13 shirts keep coming off.
Yeah,
and
he
could
only do it like once. You know, he still had to get the roller skating in, which was great to see the people's reaction to, like, yo, he can roller skate. I was like, didn't he say he was from the A?
Yo,
they're serious about that roller skating in Atlanta. Like, yeah, of course he can roller skate.
That man but can do all things.
He also went through in his roller skating thing. He did some trick where he went between Will.i.am's legs.
Yeah.
Like underneath. And that's wild because Will.i.am is roughly 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's not a tall dude either.
Actually, I think that's Usher's trick, is that almost every dude up there with him, except for Luda, was a little man. It was a little Will.i.am. It was a baby Jermaine Dupri. Lil Jon is Lil Jon.
Yeah, which, real talk.
My sister said the funniest thing. I've tweeted it out, but it's so funny when she said it to me. Because then I talked to her after the show so that we could break down what we thought of it. And she said, you know, I've seen Lil Jon so many times. Because back in the day, when the Sharp Sisters were out in the streets, we saw many people all over the place. So Zakiya saw a lot of folks at an old club called The Warehouse in downtown Atlanta. And she saw Lil Jon before he was Lil Jon, right?
Right.
He was just some little pipsqueak of a dude. But she said always in like an oversized shirt or an oversized jersey and baggy jeans. And so she's seen him in plenty of times, but that's the only way that he's been dressed.
Okay.
And she realized this was the first time that he didn't have that on. He didn't have on baggy jeans. He didn't have on a baggy shirt. And she said, seeing Lil Jon's form was kind of weird. Like seeing his actual body shape. She was like, not gonna lie, it was a little strange. And that honestly explained, because I was like, you know what? I think I actually feel that way too. I just realized that's what that feeling was. He was in a form-fitting outfit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh.
I'm not ready for this.
No, we were not. We were not. What did you think outside of wanting to dance for the next 2 weeks? How else did you feel about his performance?
I thought it was good, honestly. Like, I enjoyed it personally. My main issue had more to do with the audio engineer. I enjoyed that they tried to keep an element of him actually being heard, but I do think you need to like only incorporate that like when he's talking. Like, you can't dance and rollerblade and also sing peak.
I think that was his decision.
Yeah, I think that's why.
He gets real. He wants you to know that he's singing this shit.
Yeah, I know he can.
Yeah.
I'm not doubting that. But like, homie, you about to be 50. You rollerblading. It's a whole field, my G. A whole field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was doing a lot. That's the most effort I've seen him do. Usually his moves, everything is like effortless. But that's the most I've seen him like.
Trying.
Like, really do effort, but I also appreciated that I was like, oh, but he's singing that right now.
Yeah, I would have been cool a live song from before, like you pre-recorded this live performance.
I think that's what most of them do, and then sing over that track. So I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I also like the idea of him doing it live and like dropping out. But I wish that
But I enjoyed it. I love the Alicia Keys duet. I love the real yo. Admittedly, I don't know if I heard anything. I'm in love with the lady. Okay, she looked great.
Oh, okay. So you didn't
New
hear
York
that.
Is hell to me.
You didn't hear you didn't hear the note, the first note.
I didn't hear anything, Sha.
Okay,
so red.
She wasn't standing up when she hit the first note. You still could have heard the first note. It's very funny, this narrative that's come about of that Alicia Keys can't sing. Cause I don't think that she can't sing. She can sing. She just refuses to sing in the range that she is supposed to.
Yeah.
But she keeps thinking she can sing higher. And I'm like, baby, you're screaming. So, it's not, you know what I mean? So everyone, when they announced that she was going to be there, everyone's like, oh, now this bitch, she can't sing nothing. And I was like, it's being real hard on her. Like, let her go. And then that first note was, and I'm like, I get it. I understand how that happens, but oh, sweetie, have you been on Twitter? Do you know what they say? They're going to rip you apart. But then she stood up and took that cape off, and I was like, oh, no one's going to remember this.
At all.
And the NFL, when they reposted it on YouTube, they fixed that first note.
They know what's up.
So you can't tell. And I was just like, nah, that's okay. She looked really good in that red outfit.
She looked great, yo. She had a little fupa. You know what I mean?
I think that was mostly the corset.
Okay. I don't know. I was with it
a little bit. But I mean, that also could be her. I mean, she's no spring chicken either.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Like, oh yeah, like, you look good for your age. I think that's fantastic. I was with it.
I always forget she's got really great hips and thighs, and she moves as such. And I'm like, why are you just sitting behind the piano? But, you know, for the same reason that she doesn't wear makeup, quote unquote, because she wants to keep it real or some shit. I don't know.
Listen, I'm on board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was with it. I got to see Little John yell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
About Usher when Luda showed up?
What's wrong?
I don't know why I didn't not that I didn't expect him. Of course he would be there. I don't know. It just didn't enter my brain. So when he showed up, I went, oh, Luda's there. Like, yeah. Very. And I feel like everybody went, oh, Luda. Even though I am well aware that Luda's doing plenty. He just opened for Janet Jackson on her last tour. Like,
yo, Luda working, year. Yo.
Luda's doing stuff. It wasn't like he crawled out. I know that Luda is actively working. But straight he showed up. I was like, oh, will you look at that? What is here?
Real talk, Luda out here grinding, yo. He even on like Luda's on like freaking grimy current hip hop songs.
Exactly.
Yeah, like he out here, he doing shit with like JID and like Conway the Machine.
Oh yeah, like, that was a great song. Yeah, I really like that song. Yeah, no, Luda's on top of it. Honestly, give Luda the halftime show.
I would love to see that.
The halftime, you know what I mean? If we really trying to do this,
real talk.
Like,
I don't know if America is ready for moves.
Honestly,
bitch,
I think America would be shocked at how ready it is for Luda's halftime show. I think America would be shocked. Usher caught white people by surprise because they ain't really listening to R&B like that. But
that's
rap,
fair.
Luda,
yeah.
Stop it.
So. But he, because he has to play Move Bitch, Get Out the Way, it has to be a song.
Yes.
And obviously, like the initial single, the, what I'm mad because I'm
what,
thinking
what's
of.
What's your fantasy?
What's your fantasy? Like, those hooks are not family friendly.
Look here, man. Luda just stood up there and said something about double D's and he wants a lady in the street but a freak in the bed. I think we can give Luda a pass. He's got
America, are you ready?
Pimping all over the world. He's got a lot to do. Splash waterfalls? Come on.
That shit is hard, yo.
I know.
That shit hard, yo.
There's a lot. There's
Real
a
talk.
Lot.
They're going to check our ages before next Super Bowl for that shit, yo.
Yeah. No, I think, I'm telling you, I think America would be shocked at how ready it is for Luda halftime show.
Yo, real. If we get splash waterfalls for the Super Bowl, I'll be done with everything. Okay, that'll be like peak living.
Yeah, that would be a lot. I feel like we probably should go ahead and end the Super Bowl on that one.
Nobody else. It's definitely flipped at that point.
We're
watching a concert that they play football around.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
But it was. This is why the Super Bowl was so watched. Like, we go this heavy on just the halftime show.
Right.
On top of that, you have a guy going for legacy on the Kansas City side. You have the 49ers got to be a top two most popular franchise ever in terms of football. Like, you got, like, the Cowboys, 49ers, and the Steelers.
Oh.
Maybe the Raiders. Like, that's, like, a huge fan base.
Okay.
That, like, you know, like, They're a team that, like, I see their jerseys everywhere.
Right,
you know,
right,
even though, like, I'm nowhere near the area.
Yes, yes. I those 49er jackets that I kept seeing on people, those bomber jackets, I was like, oh, I've been seeing those all my life, it feels like.
Straight up, yo.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, like, a huge fan base, so people are tuning in for that. So there was, like, a lot of stuff. And then to your point, the addition of streamers, there was a lot of things that, like, led to that. And then on top of that, the game was competitive. So, like, they stayed throughout. We went to overtime. It was the perfect NFL. Like, next year's game can't compete with this. There's too many things that went right.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, unless Taylor Swift decides to date somebody on whatever teams or, you know, I guess that's the only way. It has to be the power of Taylor Swift. Again, I say it's not even a quarterback. I just keep remembering how you explain that to me. that he dude isn't even a quarterback, and I still am just like, what are we doing?
Real talk. Anyway, he had a down year too.
Yeah.
By the way, for comparison's sake, the finale of MASH got 105.9 million viewers. The day after, the 2-hour movie about the nuclear attack on the Middle East, America got 100 million viewers in 1983.
Oh, I remember that shit. Oh, boy.
Okay.
I guess you probably weren't around for that, huh?
Yeah, that was the year I was born. I don't know.
Depends on when it was viewed. Okay, yeah. No, I was like 11, so yes.
Yeah, nah, it depends. Cheers finale had 80.5 and Seinfeld 76.3.
Oh, and the 1978 episode of the TV soap Dallas, which revealed who shot JR.
Oh. Rock
that,
on.
That was a big one. I absolutely remember that because my mother was a Dallas fiend.
So, like, you know, I only know what that is because of rap lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Like, I've never seen the show.
Old motherfuckers rapping.
Straight up. Like, a whole bunch of rappers will say something to that effect. Like Redman was like, who shot JR? I did, right in the melon. I don't know what he was talking about, but I memorized that shit. So I'm like, honestly, someone, JR, got shot a long time ago.
Yeah, no.
And I've understood that. But I didn't know what show it was for.
Yeah, of course it would be Redman who would mention who shot JR in a rhyme. But yeah, there is one of the main characters was JR, and he was a real son of a bitch, JR Ewing. Because Dallas was about the Ewing family. Oil is a whole thing. So JR Ewing's a real son of a bitch. So then it was like, who shot him? Was it his wife, Sue Ellen? Was it his brother, Bobby? Was it someone he was cheating with on his wife? Or hell, was it his mom, Miss Ellie? Like, it was, there was a lot going on. And it was a cliffhanger. So you had to wait all, and there were no spoilers. You just had to, it was 1978. You had to sit there quietly all summer long.
I'm assuming there's a Sue Ellen in that show as well.
Yes. Yeah, that was his wife.
Yeah, because that was his next bar. He was like, so I could start fucking Sue Ellen.
Yeah. Know? She was a lot. She was kind of a drunk. They weren't happy. Anywho. Okay.
Yeah, Redman. Thank you for making sure that piece of history is never forgotten.
Yeah, thanks. You know? Thanks. Man, if you really listen to a lot of like 90s hip hop, the references, I wonder what people are. Even they're like, what is this? Because I'm like, oh no, you definitely did not see that Tom and Jerry cartoon that he's referencing right now. There's no way you saw that.
Hunting because of Little Kim.
Okay.
Straight up. I want to know why when people talk, they listen.
Yeah, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. It was a financial company.
Little Kim said it like E.F. Hutton, when I talk, people listen. So like, okay, like.
They were like a financial company like Wall Street kind of thing. Yeah. And their commercials would be a couple of people, two dudes in a crowded place talking about financial things. And one guy would say, well, you know, my broker's E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says, and then wherever they were, like Grand Central, the whole place would get quiet. And then the voiceover, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. I fully remember that. That's also that was a perfect intonation, by the way, of what the dude sounded like. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I only know that because of the Queen Bee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very funny. Yeah, the Beastie Boys had an E.F. Hutton joke, too. In their stuff. Yeah, that makes sense.
Hip hop is keeping history alive, yo. I appreciate them. In other news, disillusioned Americans are losing faith in almost every profession. That's right. Jesus Christ. Yo, Fortune Magazine.
Super Bowl, and now the rest of us.
Oh. Oh, my God. To paraphrase Flannery O'Connor, much like man, a good job is hard to find.
Okay,
This article is dark, yo.
Yo, wow. Why you got to bring Flannery into this? She got enough problems. Let her rest.
Oh, my goodness. Selling your soul, or at least a year and change of your life to the man is no simple feat either, especially in the 21st century, where most jobs feel like swimming through muck as Americans navigate the polluted waters of late-stage capitalism. But don't take our word for it. Yo, you came out shooting.
Yo.
Chloe Berger. Yo, Berger. Yo, she came out with the guns on this article.
Oh, my God.
People across the nation are looking at most professions with narrowed eyes and a level of skepticism once reserved for a dog with chocolate on its beard. Yo, she really like not letting anything just go straight. She got a reference for every line right now, yo. Real talk.
Wow, she really spitting.
Oh, my God. Surveying about 800 U.S. adults on 23 jobs, Gallup from the 2023 Honesty and Ethics poll found that almost all professions have declined in terms of how most people view the moral standards of the workers in them. In other words, more and more of us think most jobs are pretty shady. The survey, which dates back to 1976, finds that almost all 12 out of 13 jobs have declined in ethical ratings in just 1 year. Trust has been chipped away over the years to the tune of an average of 6% since 2019. It's no shock that Americans' belief in the system is dwindling. In a time of increased polarization, especially on the right, many Americans have found the candidates on both sides of the aisle fail to deliver on their lofty promises. Some of the most and least trustworthy of the lot. Let's see. See if they got a few options here. Boom. The good, bad, and ugly find a new name in politics, the media, and pharmacists, senators, clergy, congressmen, as well as journalists and pharmacists had an especially difficult year as ethics ratings hit new lows.
Oh, God.
Jesus, yo. Most of the least trusted jobs are held by those in government, as well as people in sales, including car salesmen and advertising practitioners.
Okay.
On the other side of the spectrum, jobs including dentists, engineers, and veterinarians, nurses have held the title of the profession with the highest regarded ethics for 22 years now. When the pandemic was raging, nurses were held in even higher regard, but have since dropped in ethic ratings. Even if we trust our nurses, we don't pay or treat them all too well. As banging of the pots receded in the wake of the first wave of COVID-19, real respect wasn't reflected all that much in the sector, as about 100,000 nurses quit owing to burnout.
Man.
Yo, this is dark.
This is very dark. So we don't trust nobody but nurses.
Yo.
And I don't, trust is such a such a slippery word. Trust, is that what we want to use? Trust?
This shit came for the jugular.
God.
This might be my favorite written article in a long time.
Yeah, no,
my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is, she came with some heat.
Real talk. Who do you trust? I've disproportionately trusted my bodega owners.
Yeah, okay.
I
do not.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Why not?
Just because there are too many. No, not at all. Why? Why would you trust them? No.
I feel like, I get my so many of my sandwiches from them.
See, that's, as you know, I don't eat anything from the sandwich, from the deli, from any of that. My stomach will not allow it. I've tried and my stomach rejects it every time. Like, you know, you don't do this, girl. If you don't just go to a grocery store, buy your own little sweaty deli meat and make your own little bootleg sandwiches. Quit messing around with those people back there. So I don't trust them to make my food. Right. So now it's just about the stuff you have on your shelves.
Right.
And it's about what is there that I can work with for what I need, which is usually sugar. I need a straight shot of sugar in some sort of form that I like. That's what I need. Preferably one that is not stale. And that is where the problem lies. Because shit is stale all the time. Or some of them licking their thumb, wiping expiration date off of the wrappers of the stuff. It's been sitting there for a long time. I'm the person that's going in. I'm squeezing your candy bars. You understand? I'm squeezing the stuff to see if it's giving the way it's supposed to give, because I don't trust you motherfuckers. And then you go up to the register and then they just make up a price.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, we ain't doing that. I was just in here yesterday buying one half of all the fudge rounds you have. Today I'm buying the rest of them and they've gone up. Don't play me.
Things change, yo.
Nothing changed.
It's a fluctuating market, Sean.
No, no. I'm the fluctuation. I'm the fluctuation.
The day.
I'm trying to get it before you wipe the date off. How about that?
Nah. It's like when you buy fish at those fancy restaurants.
Market rate?
Yeah, the market rate, yo.
Yeah, nah. I'm not doing that either. No. Well,
these Snickers is market rate, yo. You know? They could change at any given moment.
It's geared towards a body that can withstand whatever happens if you eat a bad candy bar. You understand?
That's fair.
To children. They still got the energy. They got the antibodies and the fucking white blood count, white blood cells to fight whatever happens if you get a bad Baby Ruth. But you give that to me, I'm losing teeth. I am now diabetic. Like, come on.
So I agree with trusting nurses.
Yes.
I won't say universally, but I would say overwhelmingly have had good experiences with nurses.
Yeah, I find that
they're like genuinely like, if you're, as long as you're not being a jerk yourself, I found that they are genuinely good. Like, right. They're trying to like do the right thing. And I'm surprised at how often they go above and beyond when there's rarely a perk in it for them.
That is true.
Like, I'm blown away by how, like, I would say like 80% of the nurses I've dealt with, like, will do extra for me, and there's no like extra benefit for them in doing so. Mm-hmm. I can't say that for most professions. Like if there's a profession that did it at a higher rate, they were on commission. Like, that's the only time I could think of. Like I trust most of my waiters, but it's because I know there's like a performance-based aspect of it. They're trying to do good, but also like the incentive is very direct.
Right.
You know, but I'm still cool with that. Like, hey, like we're all aware. You do a good job, I'm going to pay you better. So I do trust them. I don't know why I don't trust the doctor, even though I trust the nurse.
Yeah, doctors seem kind of pompous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just not the ones that are, when you call because you need something, a doctor is not rushing to help you.
Oh.
A nurse is. The nurses are the ones there monitoring everyone, giving all the information to the doctor. Then the doctor breezes in and goes, give him a couple of cc's of this or whatever. And, you know, and they're not necessarily asking questions, it feels like.
Isn't that interesting to me? Like, I don't know, like, I find that fascinating that, like, we all have, like, that universal experience of, like, we prefer the nurses to the doctor, but we all, like, we all want, like, our kids to be doctors instead of nurses.
Well, not everyone prefers the nurses to the doctor.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, I'll wait till the doctor comes here.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they try to talk to the doctor and the doctor's like, all right. And then they turn to the nurse and the nurse tells them what's going on. And then the doctor just says a thing. And then the people are like, see, you got to do whatever they tell you to do anyway. And like, there are a lot of people who are extremely mean to nurses. That's why it's wild that they go above and beyond, because there are a lot of people who are extremely mean to nurses.
That's wild.
Because nurses are the front line. Right. And so they're having to deal with you. And the idea that people are like, only a doctor can help me. It's like, no, a doctor's not going to, if you need to get to the bathroom and you can't, a doctor is not going to be the one that helps you.
He'll make sure he's not.
Yeah. So
like, I don't do this.
And neither are the interns who are trying to be like the nurses are the ones doing that. But I mean, if you there are plenty of people who are extremely mean to nurses and only prefer doctors to talk to them.
That's real.
Yeah.
Have you ever been mean to a doctor or a nurse?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. My mom, I think, did a little nursing. I have a few cousins that did a lot of nursing.
Yeah.
Which is also very funny. When you see someone who is a former nurse go into a hospital to see one of their loved ones who's down, and then the current nurse comes in, and now the former nurse is talking to the current nurse. That's some real fucking... Yo, that is a boxing match.
That is, I know what's possible.
Yeah. Well, do you, and there are so many, there are many updates in the thing, but then, so the former nurse is like, well, have you done the blah, blah, blah? And they're like, yes, we have. Well, have you even tried? It's a lot. You know what I mean? So then there's a former nurse who isn't anti-nurse. They were a nurse, but they are... how long have you even been, that kind of shit. So there, I've seen that go down. But yeah, I'm not going to be mean to a doctor. I have this, I'm the worst, because, once I'm in a hospital, I'm just like, all right, well, take care of me. What? You need me to go there? Okay. I ask no questions. Child, they could cut a whole foot off, and I'd be like, I'm sure it was necessary. I just zone out when I'm in a hospital where I'm like, well, certainly they're not just going to lose me. I don't know that. I don't know that. I'm too trusting. Yo, I'm too trusting.
I yelled at one doctor. It was on my last, I did it twice, though. The last 2 days I was in the hospital, when I was diabetic, and in retrospect, if I could do it over, I would apologize and not yell.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. They were completely in the right. They were like, hey, you're doing much better. And, we just want to run some tests, but we think we're going to be able to let you go soon. And that it was a young doctor. That was the mistake. They said that. So in my head, I was like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm good. I'm leaving here tomorrow at the latest.
Right.
And they had taken me out from the emergency area to this room that I shared with this other dude.
Right.
And it was just me and him kicking it. We were stealing yogurts from the nurse's area together. That's my homie. That's my dude. we was killing it. Me and him, we was doing stupid shit overnight. We was trying to see who could shit in the most unused bathrooms, unused rooms.
So you were walking to other bathrooms to?
Yeah, we wouldn't use our own bathroom. We would go to another bathroom and use the bathroom. Be like, I got 17 and 12. Which ones you got? And we was trying to poop in all the bathrooms and all the rooms.
Oh my God.
It was a fun game we were playing.
Yeah, but nurses must have loved you.
They did. We were charismatic. We were cool. The nurses loved us. But
no one calls yourself charismatic. You don't. If you were saying I was charismatic, you were not charismatic. You were a pain. You were a terror.
I think the nurses liked me.
Okay.
But I know one doctor did not.
Okay.
She was trying to, the next day she came back, said, you're doing better, but we still want to keep you another day. I was like, lady, I'm leaving today. In my head, I did everything I could to not go crazy yesterday when you told me I was doing better, but I needed to stay longer. Mm-hmm. I had 24 hours of endurance left,
Right.
So, I'm leaving today. Whatever you got to do, she was like, I don't recommend. I was like, ma'am, I'm leaving today. I'll take any test you want, but you got an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
So, do all the tests. And she leaves. She was very stressed out. She came back with the whole doctor team. They talked to me as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I hear you. I'm leaving today. And they rush job 9 tests on me.
Okay.
And the whole time they were doing the test, they're like, yo, just so you know, we don't think you should leave today.
Okay.
You're okay to leave, but we would prefer to keep you one more day. I'm like, I heard you. I heard the other one. I'm leaving today. And then I get home and I tell this to Gabby. Gabby's like, you should have stayed the extra day. You were already there.
Right.
That's the whole point of being there. Like, yep. You get checked out. They make sure you're good. You were already there 6 days, 7 days. Wasn't going to be a difference in the grand scheme of your life.
Right.
But guarantees there's a grand scheme of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. When I got home after like a week, then I was like, yeah, I should have stayed the extra day. Because, like, if I'd have felt weird, I would have to go back and redo all this shit. You know? So, to that young doctor, my bad. Like, for real. I can see as an adult, as a parent who would like my kids to get the best treatment, I could see it. In the moment, 6 days in the hospital, I was losing my head a little bit. I just wanted to see the world again.
Yeah, you are saying this as if this happened years and years and years ago, and you have since grown now that you've got kids and, you know.
Yeah.
This literally was what? Two?
Hell yeah.
2 years ago?
2 years, Sha, okay? I was an immature 38-year-old, you know? Didn't know left from right, Sha, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, but now, as a mature 40-year-old, I see the world different, Sha.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. Also, what were you going to do? What were you going to do on that other day? What did you do that was different?
I went home. Like, I got to chill at the crib. I just wanted to be... I felt like it was getting claustrophobic. Like, I'd only seen these, like, hospital hallways and whatnot for, like, 6 days. You know, my phone was dead, so I couldn't talk to people. You know? It was weird. And, like, the guy next to me, he figured out how to... He got a charger in.
Right.
So, like, he was, like, updating me. Whenever we weren't stealing, farmer's fridge stuff from the nurse's room.
Uh-huh.
He was keeping me updated on stocks. And I'm like, I don't care about day trading this much, my G. But, like, that's all he talked about. So he was, like, trading into the night.
Why didn't anyone bring you a charger?
Because they could. It was the quarantine. So, like, they weren't letting anyone in the hospital unless they were, like, in for an emergency.
Okay.
And then the area I was in, I was healthier than what I was, so they didn't have me in emergency.
Right.
And B, it was specifically for people not with COVID. So, like, they were like, we can't risk anyone coming in.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So I was there for, like, 3 more days with just my homie here, you know, giving me all the latest on, like, what Bitcoin is doing.
Right.
You know, at, like, 2 a.m, he's like, yo, the market is going crazy in Japan. I was like, my man, I'm trying to sleep. Okay? I don't care this much, you know? Wake me up when you want to go steal some Greek yogurt, okay?
I guess I understand.
I feel like I was in the wrong for yelling, but it was understandable.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But also, I am willing to succumb to those kinds of circumstances so easily. When they're like, don't go anywhere, I'm like, great. Done.
Nah, I was fighting the power. I was like, I can't do this.
Because what was I going to do out there? I don't do anything. I don't do anything. So if I'm just in, then I guess I'm in. Nah. You know, like, that's how it was when they locked it down for COVID. That's how I've been with this bum ankle, you know? I'm just like, I guess I don't get to go anywhere. Well,
that's, I needed my corner store. I needed my block. I needed my stoop.
No, I don't need any of that. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a way to have some of that brought to me, then I will figure that out.
Okay.
If I had a charged phone, I'm fine. You know, like, it's certainly different because I'm in my apartment where things are working and all that kind of stuff. But if push comes to shove and it's just me and a candle, you know what I mean? Then I got enough notebooks and a pen that I'll just start writing. And yes, I will go to dark places while writing, but I'll also probably pull up too. Out of it, but I'll do that. I'll entertain myself that way.
Hell yeah.
But
I'm with it.
Yeah, but no, if they want if they want to keep me in bed, as long as they flip me so I don't get any bed sores, let's do it.
If you would like. Chalet was darkest comedy special coming up soon. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it's gonna get dark. It's certainly gonna get dark.
Entirely in her apartment during her ankle injury. It's gonna be crazy.
I already have a name for it. I do. I actually do.
I 100% believe you. Real talk. Yeah. It's going to be heat. All you got to do is like subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You ain't ready for dark comedy, okay? You haven't been listening to the podcast. It's kind of all we do. We laugh a lot to hide, but there's a lot of pain.
Yeah. Oh man.
Real talk, yo. All these recording sessions is just me and Shy checking in on each other. Yeah. That's all it is. Just making sure you're good, homie. 5 stars, you with the dark and pain. Hell yeah. Real talk, B. It's gonna be the most emo album recording ever. You know what I mean? Wear your favorite black. Okay. Oh man, do you have any articles you want us to cover? Please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout out this week to Lori McDaniel, Bishop, and Brandy Spain. With all that said, I am the admittedly also writing about aging, Gastromonte. You know what I mean? With the ankle injury special.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
I know. It'll it'll be oh boy, it'll just be me seated on the floor.
Oh man, the seated stand-up special, Chalet with Shaw. Coming soon. This has been a crippling episode of The War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.